Hi, this is Marcus from Everything Digital Health. Just doing a really short episode to announce something we're running as an event later on this year. It's going to be the Clinicians Who Code Conference 2026, and it's being held in York. I've been meaning for many years to run some kind of Clinicians Who Code conference because there is a small but quite active community of clinicians who write code. That can include any kind of clinician who does any kind of coding or that just wants to learn coding. So there are a lot of people who are getting interested in this because it's never been easier to find out how to learn to code. And it's also never been easier to get started since the advent of LLMs. So we're running a small conference. It's going to be strictly limited numbers because of the venue size. It's a small venue. It's a friendly thing. And we're hoping just to build a little bit of a community, showcase some projects that people have been working on, and share ideas. So it's open to anyone who fits that bill. It's being run at essentially cost, so the tickets are not very expensive, the venue is small. If you've got something you want to present, then please do get in touch. You can do that via the email address that's in the description. If you want to come to the event, you can book using the link. That's also in the description. I'll be there talking about some of my projects. So in the last few months, I've been working on a SnowMed CT tool that runs in the command line that's very fast, that allows you to sort of get started and play around with the SnowMed CT terminology. That's called SCT. And the link will be in the show notes. But if you come to the event, I will walk you through how to use it. And I think we're going to talk about other topical things. So what are the challenges and what are the opportunities for clinicians who code in 2026? I feel strongly that clinicians do have a place in this world of health tech, building the actual software. I know that's not an opinion shared by everybody, but to me, the idea is that we are the domain specialists. We know what software we want. We know what the tools should do. And now we're in a better position than ever to actually go ahead and build those things. But there's a whole load of further challenges between writing something that works on your computer and getting that to be in a usable state that it can be shared by other people, used in other platforms, and actually turned into a real production-ready platform. So that's some of the stuff that we'll be discussing at this conference. It's like, how do you productionize stuff? Which organizations will help you? Which organizations will hinder you? All of that stuff, learned through painful experience of the last 15 to 20 years. And I'm going to share that. And so will all the other people who come to the conference. So it's going to be a really good day. It's on June the 20th, which is a Saturday. It's a one-day event, but there's going to be a kind of informal second day, which is just kind of hacking together in the same venue in a smaller room for anyone who wants to sort of stay up in York for overnight and hang out the next day. So going for a kind of NHS hack day kind of vibe, nice and friendly and practical. There is not going to be keynotes from national speakers. This is all about getting down and dirty with the code. We'll talk about the opportunities that vibe coding presents us, and we'll talk about the risks that it also brings, that we've got to be able to produce something that is robust, something that is clinically safe, something that passes the medical device regulations, something that is secure. And all of those things are absolutely things that we can do now as clinicians, but you've got to know what you're doing in order to make it that way. So if you fancy that sort of thing, please do come along. If you are enjoying Everything Digital Health, please subscribe to the channel, because that's the way that we know that we're succeeding. That's also a way for you to make sure that you get all the new content straight away. If you've got suggestions about the channel, then again, we've got an email to pass ideas in. You can talk to me on Open Health Hub. You can talk to me via the comments in YouTube. And if you are finding this useful stuff, then please do share it with other people who are similar minded to you, because they might also find it useful. And that really helps us by just expanding our reach. It's just over a year since I started this channel, and it's been a really interesting experience to learn how to do all this stuff. You might have spotted that not all the video quality or audio quality has always been brilliant. It's been a bit of a journey. I have really enjoyed making the videos and I've learned a lot about the subject just doing that. Alongside that, it's been nice to build up a number of subscribers. And in a way, I find that this is now more valuable than going to conferences and talking to perhaps 50 people would come to a session that I would be talking at. And they would be all the people who already understand open source. I'm not reaching a new audience when I go to a conference. But with Everything Digital Health, I'm actually hopefully getting the message out about open source healthcare and all the stuff, the other stuff that we discuss, you know, careers in clinical informatics and the history of clinical informatics and terminologies and the politics and privacy, all of that stuff we're covering. And I feel as though it's actually more valuable in that I can get it across to a better audience and a wider audience doing this than I can by going to events. So thank you for the last year, and here's to the next one.